tonight as we come to this final day. Great blessing upon your life. Open heaven manifestation in your life in Jesus' name. Where are you there? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for what you have done and for what you will do tonight and what you continue to do in every life. We're asking, O Lord, that you open all the windows of heaven and shower your blessing upon everyone in Jesus' name. Salvation for everyone. Forgiveness for everyone. Freedom for everyone. Healing, deliverance for everyone. Joy unlimited in every life. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. Everyone here, everyone online, everyone in every country, every nation, everyone over the radio there and over the television, remember, we're talking about Jesus, the miracle worker. And we've been looking at that word miracle. M is the merciful mediator for all men. And we've looked at I, the impartial intercessor for every individual. We've looked at R, the reigning redeemer for the repentant and the righteous. A, the almighty advocate with all authority. And C, is the compassionate Christ with complete cure. L, the loving Lord with limitless liberation. Now we come to the final day, the final letter, and the final description of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, the eternal Emmanuel, granting extraordinary exploits. That's why we're here tonight. Exploits in your life. Power in your life. Amen. And the Lord tonight will manifest himself as that Emmanuel, eternal Emmanuel, and he will grant everyone, you in particular, it will grant you extraordinary exploits. I'm looking at Matthew chapter 1, and we're looking at verse 21. Matthew 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall save his people. Who are those people? The people that count themselves that they belong to him. But they have been sinners, and they couldn't help themselves, and they say, I belong to him, I surrender myself to him, I yield myself to him, I am one of his people. But I didn't have the power to overcome the iniquity and the sin and the transgression of my life. And I come, and I know he died for me. He shall save his people from their sins. Look at verse 22. In verse 22, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, verse 23, it says, behold, a virgin shall be with child. The prophet prophesied that. And it wasn't only from Isaiah that we have the declaration, that we have the decree, that we have the word concerning Christ Jesus, from Genesis to Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, everywhere we find Jesus, they were expecting him. And he is now, Isaiah brought it up very clearly, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Shout Emmanuel. which being interpreted is God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Eternal, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, it was already there. And then, and not beginning, as you go back and go back and go back to any beginning, Christ had always been there. Is the eternal Emmanuel. And it says, it's God with us. And that God with us has come to do extraordinary exploits in every life tonight. In your life, He will do extraordinary exploits. Extraordinary salvation, extraordinary healing, extraordinary deliverance. Anything that Christ does is extraordinary. The ordinary man can do that. The ordinary people, experts in the world, can do the ordinary. But when you come to that point that the ordinary cannot work anymore, ordinary cannot save you anymore, that the ordinary cannot help you in any way, then you come to the eternal Emmanuel, and He does the extraordinary in your life. Tonight is your night. Tonight is my night. Something extraordinary must come in your life. Isaiah chapter 7, reading from verse 14, Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord Himself, no other person, the Lord Himself, an angel doesn't have any chance in this territory. A man doesn't have any chance in this territory. This is what God and God alone can do. Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. While we're looking at the message tonight, Jesus, the eternal Emmanuel, granting extraordinary exploits. To whom is He granting the exploits? To you. I said to you, if you come in and you make yourself one of the number, extraordinary miracle will take place in your life. Extraordinary salvation will take place in your life. Extraordinary transformation, something you cannot do by yourself, something men and women like you and I, ordinary people, cannot do in your life, Christ, the eternal Emmanuel, will grant that extraordinary exploits in your life. Okay, in my life. Today, online, over the radio, over the television, any country you are hearing, you are connected with us now, that thing is going to happen today. You will carry the extraordinary back home. Three things we're looking at. Number one is the exceptional presence of the ever-living Emmanuel. The exceptional presence, because Emmanuel means God with us, God with me. And because of that, His presence is with you, and it is exceptional. Number two is the excelling power of the eternal Emmanuel. Excelling power, the great power, the power that goes beyond your pain, your problem, the plague, anything that comes upon your life. We have this excelling power of eternal Emmanuel. Number three is the exalted position. Exalted position. You understand position? When you sit here, it's like on the ground. And somebody sits on an aeroplane, that one is higher. And somebody sits on the orbit of the earth, that's higher. And then somebody sits at the right hand of the majesty on high, is the most exalted position anyone could have. Jesus has a position that no angel has. And so if you are praying to angel, angel, angel this, angel that, come higher, because all those angels, they're under the authority and the position and the place of Jesus, the eternal Emmanuel, the everlasting Emmanuel, the exalted position of the everlasting Emmanuel. Look at number one. Number one, we're looking at the exceptional presence of the ever living Emmanuel. He's alive, and because he's alive, he's still doing what he did when he was here on earth. Ever living, having exceptional presence with everyone that will call on him, everyone that will believe on him. Look at Isaiah chapter 41, and I'm reading from verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, reading from verse 10. It says, fear thou not, all the fears of your life, they are cancelled. I said, all the fears of your life, they are cancelled. I want you to picture it in your mind. Here you are, and you're standing there, and there's danger. And there is a lion roaring, and he wants to take your life. And then the most powerful person on earth, with the most sophisticated equipment that on earth, he stands by your side, and he says, what's that, a lion? What does he want to do? To crush my life, to destroy me? And then this person, the most powerful on earth, and the one that has the most sophisticated weapon on earth, looks at you face to face, eyeball to eyeball, and he looks at that lion and he says, fear not. Will you fear? Jesus Emmanuel, God with us, the one that conquered death, conquered the devil, conquered disease, conquered all dominions. He says to you, what challenge do you have? Why are you timid? Why are you faithful? The one that is exceptionally present with you, he says, I am your savior and you are my saved one. He says, fear thou not. From tonight, all your fears are canceled. He says, I am with thee, Emmanuel. I am with thee. It says, anywhere you are, in the valley, I'm with you. On the mountain, I'm with you. When there is a challenge, I'm with you. When you have sickness, the healer says, I am with you. You have a doctor from heaven. His name is Jesus. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's never out of town. He's never on vacation. And he's never far away. And the healer is with you there tonight. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He says, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I pity the people here on earth that do not have God for them, do not have the presence of God for them, do not have, they don't have the power of God walking along with them. I pity them a lot. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every child that is born into this world must realize there is danger all the time, disease all the time, and there are things that overpower man, that you cannot solve the problem by yourself. And if all you depend on is what earthly schools and earthly colleges can produce, that's an expert, a lot of things those human experts cannot do. But when you have God on your side, and he says, I am thy God, the Holy God of heaven, the God that hates sin and hates evil, he says, I am thy God. Now he has told us, I will become a God. He has said, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And then he said, I will receive you. He becomes our God when we repent. He becomes our God when we turn away from our sin. He becomes our God when we break relationship with sinners, with, you know, wicked people, with idolatrous people, and we break relationship with every idol of the world. He says, I will receive you. I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. That's what he's saying here. He says, fear not, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Today, you'll be stronger than you ever were in your life. And tomorrow, after this crusade, and he becomes your God, you become a child. He puts something in you, and because of his presence in your life, tomorrow, next tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, for the rest of your life, you'll be stronger than you ever were in the past, in Jesus' name. It says, yea, I will uphold thee. You will not fall. You'll not fall into sin. You'll not fall into suffering. I will not fall into sickness. I will not fall into the hand of the enemy. Because the one that ever abides with us, he says, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Somebody shout, amen. Amen. Look at Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Here, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus, remember, Emmanuel. Jesus, remember, is the one that grants exceptional presence. Without him, there'll be a lonely time in your life. Without his presence, you will come to a situation in your life, you say, what can I do? And there's no answer, because you didn't have Emmanuel, God with us. You didn't have him staying with you. When you had the opportunity, you could receive Christ as your personal savior, and his presence and his pardon will always be with you. You didn't respond. You just said, okay, I just came there and I was part of that crusade, I heard that preacher, I saw all the prayers, but you did not take a definite decision that you will be a child of God, that he will forgive all your sins, and that the Savior will be in your life. It takes that decision for him to be present with you, the Emmanuel of all power, the Emmanuel of all possibilities. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. Somebody shout, all power. That's the power that conquers every other power in your life. The power of juju will be canceled in your life. And the power of even supernatural enemies, they go somewhere, they get something beyond human, superhuman enemy. All their powers, as you receive Christ tonight, everything will get out of your life. Will get out of my life. With Christ your Savior, with Christ your Lord, with Christ Emmanuel, with Christ having extra exceptional presence, with his ever-living authority All the things you feared before, everything will come under your feet. Because it says, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Show me any other man that has power in heaven. Now, whatever he decrees in heaven, that's what stands. Tell me any other man that has power over the angels in heaven and over all men and women in any nation, in any country, here on earth. Only Jesus can say that. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Look at verse 19. Verse 19, it says, go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. It says, because I am with you. I am Emmanuel. And my power is present with you. And all power is given unto me. Fear not. Go anywhere, everywhere in the whole universe, and then teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. You know what he's saying here? He's saying, any other command from any other man, any other command from any other woman, any other command from any other personality, if it is different from the command of Emmanuel, throw them into the trash, into the dustbin. Because the great command that he has given is the command of this eternal, ever living Emmanuel. He said, whatsoever I've commanded you. And now he says, and lo, I am with you always. How often will he be with you? Occasionally, every time. When sickness knocks at the door, I am with you always. When evil powers knock at your door, God, the Son, Jesus, the ever-living Emmanuel, he will be with you. Always. 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 Some people, they call themselves theologians. They say miracles stopped when the apostles all died. They say after the death of those apostles, miracles stopped. Now, the apostles were not the manufacturers of the miracle. And so, even if they died, Christ is still alive. I say Christ is still alive. The healer is still alive. The miracle worker, Jesus, is still alive. Look at what he said. He said, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Somebody shout amen. As the world ended, I said, as the world ended, he said, I am there. I am with you. I am present with the same power that he had originally and manifested on earth. And he saved, and he healed, and he delivered, and he says, this is Emmanuel with you always, even to the end of the world. Is there right here today? Is there with the sick today? And when you hear the name of Jesus and that final amen, that sickness will vanish away. My sickness will vanish away. My pain will vanish away. Any other power that tries to kind of oppress you, that power is crushed tonight in Jesus' name. We're coming to number two here. Number two, we're looking at the excelling power of the eternal Emmanuel, excelling power that goes beyond any level of problem that anybody can manufacture, anybody can put on you, anybody can curse you. There's a power excelling above any other power, and it belongs to the eternal Emmanuel. Say amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today, tell me, and forever. I pity the people that depend on human beings. Have you noticed a human being when we come to this world, they're crawling on four feet and hands, and later after using the four, they get up and they're able to walk with two feet. As they get older and older, they change. They have to add a cane, they have to add another artificial leg, making three, before they eventually go and they lie down in the grave. They cannot even stand anymore. They change. No matter the status of the man, no matter the station of the man, no matter the power of the man, change comes upon man. 4, 2, 3, 0, and then they lie in the grave. But Jesus, Jesus alone, Jesus the Savior, Jesus our substitute, Jesus the final sacrifice, and Jesus the supernatural one, he has excelling power of that eternal Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Tonight is here with his power. It will roll away your problem. In Luke chapter 4, I'm reading from verse 14. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Holy of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And they said, somebody has come. We've never seen a person like this before. We thought Moses was great. This one is greater. We thought David was mighty. This one is mightier. We thought Elijah and Elisha, they carried miracles. But this one, he carries excelling miracles. And they said, his fame, the noise about what he can do, what he was doing, and what he's here to do today, that the fame of him went through all the region round about. Look at verse 18. In verse 18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Always upon him. Always upon him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Your broken heart is healed today. Your broken bones are healed today. And your broken life, shattered life, that life is built up today in Jesus' name. And to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty. If the devil has incarcerated you and bind and bound you and is holding you in chain, tonight, liberation has come. He said to set at liberty them that are bruised. Look at verse 32. In verse 32, it says clearly there, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And that word, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That powerful word, that mighty word, that transforming word, that healing word, that delivering word, still the same today. His word was with power. Look at verse 36. In verse 36, it tells us, and they were all amazed. That means they were all surprised. That surprise from heaven will come before you today. You see what happens to you, to your body. I'm healed. I'm delivered. All the pain is gone. You will be amazed. And then you see other people. Look at that man holding crutches and standing, leaning on crutches. And this day, the final day, all those crutches will be discarded. You will be amazed. You will surprise. Look at that man there with blind eyes, and you know, he does not see anything, and they are holding him by the hand, and we call the name of Jesus that has excelling power over him. Are those blind eyes tonight? They are opened. You will be amazed. Miracles tonight. Power manifestation tonight. Power demonstration tonight. The operation of the Lord upon your life tonight. They were all at that time, and at this time today, were all amazed and speak among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth, in a continuous sense, he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And they come out. And tonight they have to come out. Out of your body, out of your brain, out of your blood system, out of your bone structure. Tonight they have to come out. There's no other power that can bring down, that can subdue, that can limit the power of that eternal Emmanuel. Look at what he did in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. And always, that Christ is still doing good. Your life is still doing good. Your family is still doing good. Tonight is still doing good. Tomorrow, you'll keep on doing good in your life. Anytime you have any challenge from this day, just call that name Jesus. He has excelling power. He's the eternal Emmanuel. He will do good in your life. It says he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Tonight is your night. Tonight is my night. The Lord confirm it for you in Jesus' name. I come to number three now. Number three, we're looking at the exalted position of the everlasting Emmanuel. The exalted position of the everlasting Emmanuel. Now, when we talk of position, you understand somebody has a great position in that office. And then you come back 1 year after, you say, I'm asking for Mr. So-and-so, for Mrs. So-and-so. When did you see him last? I saw him last year. He was in that position. Well, another person is occupying that position now. He's no more there. That's life. That's life. Anyone you have on earth, anyone you see on earth, anyone you depend on earth, they're there today. Tomorrow, they're no more there. But Christ, the position he had from the time he died for us, from the time he rose again, from the time he went on high, and he sat side by side with the Father of all power, and he sat with him in that exalted position. No angel has been able to replace him and take his position. No man, no situation had been able to replace him and take his position. He has that exalted position, everlasting, everlasting. Most 2 centuries have two millennia had passed now, 2,000 years. That's why I would say 2023. And that those 2,000 years passed, the same exalted position, the same exalted power, the same exalted authority Jesus still has now. It will not be wise of me, not be wise of you, to center all your life on any man, any woman, even angel, to center your dependence on anyone, that the position will change, that the authority will change. The wisest thing for you to do is to understand the Savior, is to understand this healer, is to understand this deliverer. He holds that exalted position everlastingly because he is Emmanuel. Look at Philippians chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 6. In verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That is, he was equal with God, and it wasn't robbery. He wasn't taking something in position that wasn't his. In verse 7, in verse 7 it says, but he made himself of no reputation, and he took upon him the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8, in verse 8 it tells us, it says, and being found in fashion as a man, dying for all men. When he was found like that, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Look at verse 9. In verse 9 it says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Did I hear any amen? Yeah. He has been exalted and is given a name above every name. His name is greater than the name of any disease on earth. Cancer, his name is above that. Ulcer, his name is above that. I thought you'd say amen. Yeah. Blindness, his name is above that. Deafness, his name is above that. Plague, pain, and what the hospital said, go back home and go and die because there's no solution. His name is above that incurable disease. His name for the boy, for the girl, for the middle-aged man and the middle-aged woman and the old, old elderly people, the name that works wonders in our life, that's the name of Jesus, because wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Look at verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. You know, you understand? When you voluntarily, when you decisively, when you particularly, when you bow the knee unto Jesus. It's not just the external demonstration, it's the surrender of your life unto Christ. And you bend the knee, you bow your heart, you give yourself, and you have absolute surrender and submission to Him, and you say, He is my Lord, He is my Savior. Whatever your position on earth, you know that Christ is exalted above you, above your position, and you surrender unto Him. Now, what happens is this: when you bow the knee, when you surrender, when you give your life to Christ, everything in your life that had been trying to torment you and dribble you and make you suffer and make you feel the pain, everything in your life will surrender. Every enemy in your life will surrender. But you know, while you're still saying, "Here I am, I don't accept anybody's authority, I stand," all those people, all those powers, all those personalities, all those things that are above you, that you cannot conquer, they'll be tormenting your life. But when you become wise, tonight you'll be wise. And then you say, "I bow, I bend, I surrender absolutely unto the Lord." Every other thing that has a kind of wage war against your life, everything will submit in your life tonight. And so that's why I'm giving the opportunity. That's why I say, you want to have Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord, and you realize that His name is above you, above anything you can do. Raise up your hand, and then that means I'm deciding to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I'm having Jesus, and I surrender absolutely, completely, and without any rival. I have Jesus as my Lord and Savior. That's, you are bending, you are bowing the knee before the Lord, and every bad thing that has tried to destroy you, all those things, they are destroyed tonight in Jesus' name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven. That is, of powers in heaven, powers in the sky. And then it says, of things in the earth, that is on earth, all those things that, you know, they want to destroy your life. When you surrender to Jesus, all those things, they will be thrashed and crushed out of your life in Jesus' name. And then it says, and things under the earth, there we are. What can you do? Whatever your place in life, what can you do? To all those evil powers, destructive powers under the earth, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing any man can do for you. But only Jesus has all the power that will destroy the things in the sky, the things on earth, and the things under the earth. And tonight is your night. Victory for you tonight. Dominion for you tonight. Look at Matthew chapter 24. I'm reading from verse 35. Matthew chapter 24. We're looking at verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Praise the Lord. Once again, I want to remind you, the people that say that the word of Christ, they are not tenable today. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away. As the sky passed away, I said, as the sky passed away, as the earth on which we stand, as it passed away, the stars, the sun, the moon, have they passed away? No. Jesus said, His word is more steadfast, more permanent than even the sky, than even the earth. Even if the heavens collapse, some people say, my world has collapsed. My life is ruined. No power can help me, even if the sky, the earth pass away. He says, my words shall not pass away. His word of wonders, his wonders will not pass away. Those wonders are here tonight. His word of power will not pass away. That power is here tonight. His word of promise, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. His promise will not pass away. Amen. His word of authority. He has authority over death, over demons, over disease. His word of authority shall not pass away. His word of miracle. He went about doing good and healing all sick people everywhere. Those miracles are still here today. His word will not pass away. His word of healing shall not pass away. His word of salvation shall not pass away. I rejoice with you that Christ, the everlasting Emmanuel, is here with us tonight. But I cannot see him. I understand. The air you breathe, can you see the air you are breathing? No. Is the air there? Yes. The oxygen that, you know, gets into you and revitalizes every part of your body. Can you see that oxygen? The carbon dioxide that goes out. Can you see carbon dioxide? I see. Look at that. Can you see? No. The angels that God said, they're there when we're worshiping. Can you see the angels? No. The things we don't see are more powerful than the things we see. The things we don't feel are greater than the things we feel. Christ is there tonight. Savior, the Savior is here tonight. He will set you free. He will heal you. Because his word shall not pass away. In my life. Where are you? In my life. Remember, tonight is the final night. If you don't have it now, when are you going to have it? You'll have it now. Salvation now. Healing now. Deliverance now. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. The Lord Jesus is right there. He says, he's Emmanuel, ever present. Savior, yes, ever present. A person who redeems the Redeemer is ever present. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You want to surrender. You want to bow the knee before this Lord Jesus Christ and all your heart, everything you've ever been, even all your sins, all the evil you've done. You want to surrender to him so that he'll bring forgiveness and salvation. Where are you? Raise up that hand. Amen. God bless you. God bless you there. Online, raise up that hand. Over the radio you are watching, raise up that hand. And also over the television where you are watching, any country where you are, any continent where you are, Christ is there. He's the ever-present Savior. Raise up that hand. He's going to save you. If you are raising up your hand, And with that raising up of the hand, you are surrendering your life, your heart, your past, everything. You're surrendering to the Lord so that He can bring forgiveness and salvation to you. You're raising up your hand. Please stand up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord has seen you there. Salvation has come. Forgiveness has come. Freedom has come. Stand up, stand up. Online, stand up there. Over the radio, you are listening, stand up right there. On the television, you are watching, stand up right there. Indicate that you give your life, your heart unto Christ. We're praying now, and that salvation will come to you immediately. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you because Christ the Savior, Christ the Redeemer, Christ that forgives all sins, He has not changed. He's here today, present with us. Lord, as these people have indicated, that they surrender themselves completely, unreservedly unto you. Lord, save them in Jesus' name. Turn their lives around for the better. And the things they found impossible in the past, from this moment, make it possible in their lives in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in heaven. And let your spirit bear witness of their heart. Now, as they surrender to Christ faithfully, wholeheartedly, unreservedly, give them the assurance they are now children of God. And let the power of a saved life follow after them, that they live as new creatures in Christ, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep on standing. Our counselors are right there, and they will get all those details from you. Remember, the meeting is not closing now, and I'll still be coming back, and I'll pray, and this everlasting, eternal Emmanuel with all power, He will heal you tonight in Jesus' name. You better amen there. We call on our state pastor to help us during this counseling as we gather those the information, and then coming back. God bless you.
Counselors, make them to fill the form properly, please. Get the proper address and telephone number. Don't go yet. You are still going to see the power and miracle tonight before you go. Those online, please access the number given to you on the screen. Fill the form and send it to us. Make sure that the converts fill the forms properly if they can write. They cannot write, please assist them to write their names legibly, possibly in capital letter. Thereafter, able to help them how to grow in their newfound faith, how to follow the Lord, how to know the Lord more. Do that on time. The miracle time is still coming ahead. It's not time to go home yet. Please, this counseling time, fill those forms properly and submit to the counselors. Counselors, submit to your supervisors. Do the same thing in all the language sections. In Yoruba section, Igede, Igbo, and all other language sections, do the same thing. Fill the form properly your telephone number, the name you are very, they are very familiar with in your environment. Write the name there. Please don't go home yet. Wait to receive your miracle before you go. Miracle is awaiting you. Counselors, guide them, help them. Those online, please, you see a link there below your screen. Access it, fill the form and send to us at the Affairs Center. Convert banquet on 3rd of September, Sunday. Please attend so that you can get more. You can receive more from the Lord. How you can go through this journey of faith. For now, no boss should move. The meeting has not ended. We are still in the middle of the meeting, please. Sit down properly, be expectant. Our Father and Lord is coming to pray for you. Counselors, if you have finished your own section, please wave the flag to us here. We're going to do those that we're going to do. We are finished with them. Write your name properly, please. Your telephone number, your WhatsApp number, all the contacts that we need to help you. Please put them on the form. So the far end, if you are finished, please, can you wave the flag and let me see it? To the far back. To my left-hand side. How far have you gone? Wave the flag to us if you are finished with them. Okay, I can see a hand over there. At the middle, let's see how far you have gone. Want to see the flag? Raise your flag to us and let's see. If you are watching online and you have just given your life to Christ, after the pastor's message this evening, there's a link there. Please fill the form below and send to us here. If you are listening through the radio or television, just give your life to Christ, send your name, phone number, and your location address via SMC, WhatsApp number, 234-915-444-9263. There will be a special lunch hour with Jesus for all those who give their life to Christ on Sunday 3rd in the various region headquarters, as it may be announced to you as from tomorrow. Please attend so you can get more and know more of Christ. Banquet rallies are waiting for all the new converts of this crusade on 3rd September as it announced in your various regions. Attend promptly, attend punctually. Counselors who have finished, please stand by the people there. As soon as the miracle prayer is prayed, bring them out so that I can testify to the glory of the Lord. Don't leave the people there. Stand by them. Okay. At that time, I can see your flag. At the center, at the middle, okay, over there. Thank you very much. To my extreme left, can I see your flag there if you are finished with the counselors and with the converts, please? Under the pavilion by my right hand, if you are feeling there, can you raise your flag? The pavilion on my right hand, if you are finished, can you raise your flag over there? Thank you very much. Please round off with the converts now. Dot your eyes and cross your teeth with them. As I find the Lord will come up to come and pray for them before they go. Collect the form and give to your supervisor, please. Converts, don't go with the forms. Return them to your counselors. Now the hour has come for you to receive your power, your miracle. Shall we all rise up, please? As you invite our Father Lord to come and pray for us.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My time has come. Say it again. My time has come. Miracle in your life. Healing in your life. Deliverance in your life. When you hear that name, the name of Jesus, remember, he is Emmanuel. He does extraordinary wonders. He will do it in your life. Who is a candidate for miracle there today? You raise up one hand and you lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Miracle has come. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for everyone, everyone here, everyone online, everyone in every nation, everyone in every congregation, everyone by themselves, they have the connection. I'm asking Lord, Lord, heal everyone in Jesus' name. Every power that has been against your life, against your health, against your happiness, against your vitality, I command all those powers come out in Jesus' name. Lord, bring your healing to everyone. Those who have insanity, demonic problem, be healed and delivered now in Jesus' name. Eyes problem, dim eyesight, glaucoma, cataract, blindness. I pray the Lord touch those eyes right now. Begin to see clearly in Jesus' name. Deaf and dumb, the Lord is touching you right now. Speak out clearly. Hear clearly. Lord, I pray that miracle of speaking and hearing come to them now in Jesus' name. Any swelling there tonight, this final night, that swelling in your body must disappear. Whatever the name, whatever the description, however long they have been there, I command your swelling, any part of their body, melt away in Jesus' name. Cancer, my friend, you will not die of that cancer. Cancer, you know the word of authority coming from Christ unto you. Cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, you are healed in Jesus' name. Any problem with your kidney, any internal organs, I pray that life will come to those organs of the body that are not functioning anymore. Life, come. Resurrection power, come upon every part that is dead in their body in Jesus' name. Arthritis, you are healed. Pain in the joints, you are healed. Lord, I pray those who have one leg shorter than the other, the might of the Lord, the power of the Lord is touching you now. That short leg grow out, be equal to the other in Jesus' name. With that hand, stretch out that hand, be healed in Jesus' name. The lame, the paralyzed, on wheelchair, on crutches, I send the power of the Lord upon you right now. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Any other problem in your body, spiritual, natural, physical, whatever, the hand and the power of the Lord is touching you now. Be healed. Be healed. Be delivered. The power sets you free right now. It is done. For you, it is done. Your miracle is right there. Lord, let there be confirmation everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A coordinating overseer will take over now. And as you see your miracle, tonight is a night of joy, jubilation, rejoicing. There's a testimony in your mouth right there.